For the first time in over 14 months, bluegrass music flooded over downtown Southern Pines last weekend. Hundreds of people gathered in the streets to greet friends they hadn't seen in a year.
Hey, Barbara.
Shop in the boutiques and grab a pint of beer. Walking through the crowded streets, the excitement was palpable. And as the evening continued on, more and more people came, filling the streets to the brim. The only problem? Many of the people here aren't vaccinated against COVID-19.
It really scares me what's in this experimental vaccine.
A push to have kids get vaccinated? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't feel as though that I want to put it in my body.
Those are the voices of Claudia Miller, Mitch Lancaster, and Linda Perkins, local people who are eligible, able, but extremely hesitant about getting the vaccine. This reluctance is frustrating to Dr. Jeff Kilpatrick, who cracks open a beer after a long day at work. He's the director of surgical services at the local hospital, and after a year battling COVID, it's tough to hear community members make the decision not to get the vaccine.
Oh, it's really sad to me because what we're seeing now is that the people who are really sick in the hospital, 100% of them are unvaccinated.
He says that along with fighting the pandemic, the town is in a battle with misinformation.
You know, the way that we've become so polarized, we've made it into a political issue. It's not, it's a virus. Like, a virus could care less what you are.
There are plenty of community members that agree with him as well. Ashley Van Camp is the owner and head chef at a local restaurant. To her, it's simple.
Yeah, everyone should get vaccinated. Everyone who can, you know, should get vaccinated.
She's lived here her whole life and has a message for people who want things to get back to normal.
You need to be vaccinated for your fellow citizens, and if they want their community to come back and come back strong.
Van Camp knows that if there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that they want the town to rebuild, so every summer can be filled with bluegrass music and a vibrant, healthy community. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Charlotte Ix.